Greetings, people of the internet. My name is Big Mo, and it is my honor to welcome you to the hardest hitting, full of ranting, most entertaining show in the world. This is the Dave Van Auken Show!
This podcast is supported by Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez. I solve problems. Guys, give him a call at any time at 877-5-RIGHTS. That's 877-5-RIGHTS. Or check out the website at martinez.law. Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez, in your corner. 877-5-RIGHTS. What's up, guys? Dave Van Auken here. Welcome. Happy good morning Monday to you. January 10th. We made it 10 days into 2022. And we're just saying goodbye to absolute legends. How about last week, Betty White? Late last night, the great Bob Saget. Oh, just, man, what a horrible start to 2022. Come on, guys. Let's go. Let's get over this thing. Let's get over everyone being sick. Let's get back at it. Hopefully you guys had a good weekend. It was a big NFL weekend. My Buffalo Bills won, clinched the AFC East champions back-to-back years. That's two in a row. Not one. Two in a row. But guys, we're finally here. Fight week! I can say it! Calvin Kattar, Giga Chakazian, we got it in Vegas at the Apex Center. We are days away, 5 days away of seeing fights on ESPN+. So damn excited, but so much stuff has happened since the last time we talked on the pod. But you know us, we are content creators here at Fight Bananas. You know, if you can just see so much, we're talking about Fight Bananas official on IG, multiple IG lives over the last couple of days. Our great friend Paige Anderson was on, Maddie Levine from MMA Island, CES MMA, UFC Fight Pass commentator, absolute stud on a mic, an absolute savage on the microphone. Our girl Maddie, she came on for a little IG live late last night. Talk about, of course, UFC 272. Max Holloway is out, but also just about fights in general. So if you want content, the Dave Van Auken Show, I'll give it to you guys. Multiple episodes a week, absolutely free to you. But if you want to see the face, if you want to see some of this hair action, guys, make sure you follow Fight Bananas Official on IG. Make sure to follow Fight Bananas on Facebook, the YouTube channel. Subscribe. We got so many listeners on Apple Podcasts. Come on, subscribe on YouTube channel. We would appreciate it. All right, UFC Vegas 45, or should I get into this? Let's get into Max Holloway. But guys, Max Holloway is out, UFC 272. That happened around 48 hours ago. The first thing when I heard that, that's just kind of, we got to go outside the box here. When I heard that, I felt awful for Max. I know it's 2 months away. We have UFC 270 next week, UFC 271, 5 weeks away, Bobby Knuckles, Izzy, and then we have UFC 272. So he had plenty of time, so we know it's something serious. We know it's something very, very legitimate that he has to pull himself out now. Like, that's a big deal. And when he did that, so one, I felt horrible for Max because Max deserves, earns. I know it's so horrible to say that in the fight game, but once in a while, you have to. Max Holloway is that guy. He's earned and deserved everything he gets from now on. He has put on some of the greatest fights, some of the greatest moments, some of the greatest performances in the history of the sport. So, but of course, you know the old mantra, right? Like, the show keeps going. The show keeps going. So what's next? Right off of the bat, every top 10 featherweight tweeted, got on a podcast, made a video, and threw out a tweet. Even guys who's not even in the featherweight division. Even guys that is retired. Guys like Triple C, Henry Cejudo. But the great Ariel Helwani threw out a tweet. This time you're listening to it a day ago, maybe 2 days ago. About the Korean Zombie is right now the front runner to fight Alexander Volkanovski to challenge him for the featherweight championship at UFC 272. And let me, and this is my first thing to that. This is my first thing when I heard the Max Holloway. This is the first thing I heard about the Korean Zombie. This is the first thing that went through my head when I heard about Henry Cejudo. This is the first thing that I take as me, as you know more than I talk about anything on the show, as a parent. Just relax. Just hold on. I tell my kids hourly, just relax for a second. Just walk away from the situation. My two kids, they always, it doesn't matter what day it is, Monday, Friday night, Wednesday, they always want the same damn toy. Sometimes it's Mr. Potato Head. Sometimes it's Captain Falcon. Sometimes it's the gold Iron Man Lego. It doesn't matter. But on that one given day, they want the same damn toy. And what I always say to both of them, put the toy down, relax, walk away for a couple minutes. You know what, guys? You know what? The little parenting 101. 5 minutes later, one kid is reading the book and one kid wants a snack. And then 10 minutes later, one kid is fine grabbing the toy and the other kid forgot about it already. So on this, why is the UFC, Dana White and Mick so adamant about making this fight so damn quick? I just want to make a phone call and just tell them to relax. Can I just tell them that two top 10 featherweights, two guys, let's just call it how it is, Giga, the Giga Kick, has he lost in the UFC? Let me see this. No, he lost in the Contender Series, went out there, got his wins back, and then started in 2019 against Brandon Davis, a guy that we know, seen him live actually a couple times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight UFC wins. Let's see what he freaking does to Calvin Kattar in another main event. If he Giga kicks him a minute and a half in this fight, I think it's going to look pretty ridiculous that they already booked the Korean Zombie and not give Giga a shot. The roles are reversed. Calvin Kattar throws that short elbow. Dana White loves Calvin Kattar. Let's just call it out. He's a Dana White kind of a guy. Gritty, Boston strong, just, you know, let's just call it out as, and I've talked to Calvin. I love Calvin. I love Calvin's team, the New England Cartel. I love Tom Pags. Come on, Tyson Chardy. I love these guys. He's not, and I think he will even admit this to you, he's not one of the most talented guys. He wasn't sprinkled by the MMA gods when he was a kid. Oh, you're going to be, you're going to have Israel Adesanya instincts and have this beautiful reach like John Jones, or have this power, this touch of power like the Derek Black Beast Lewis. But he just works hard. He's gritty. He's tough as hell. He's tough as a bad Wi-Fi connection. He's a badass. He's a fighter. He's a Dana White guy. And you're going to tell me 1, 2, 3. So four, let's take out the Max Holloway fight. Four out of his last fights, won. Three out of those four by stoppages, TKOs, two round ones, round two. Remember that Jeremy Stevens, Jacksonville show, UFC 249, the first one since the pandemic. He wins on Fight Island, main event against Dan Ige. And then, yeah, a year ago, literally a year ago, it's going to be, I think, a year on the dot, maybe 364 days until he fought Max Holloway on UFC on ABC. The first time them fighting on ABC against the great Max Holloway. That shows you how much they love and respect and they what they think, what the UFC thinks of Calvin Kattar. So if he throws this short elbow to a guy, Giga, I just told you he wants 7 in a row in the UFC. He's a top 10 guy. He's got a ton of buzz about him. He's got a great look, name, saying he can talk. If Calvin shuts the lights off to the Giga show, tell me we wouldn't want Calvin versus Volkanovski. All I'm saying is, why? Hurry. Relax, UFC. Relax, MMA fans. Relax, of course, MMA Twitter. Let's see. We got Petr Yan and Aljamain Sterling on it. We still have two humongous pay-per-view shows in front of it. We have plenty of time. Just relax. Talking about plenty of time, you know who I'm going to bring on the show right now, and I want to talk to him for 20 minutes. I just wanted to get him on 2-3 months ago. He's a Bellator light heavyweight, the Big Tuna, Ben Parrish. And, you know, he rolls in some of the same circles that we talk to and know. And Ben had a magical breakout. Some kids on the street might be called a bananas moment. And I've been always wanting to talk to him and just, hey, life happens, gets busy. he had a lot of mainstream stuff, and you know, it just, we didn't cross paths. Sometimes we tried a couple times. It just doesn't happen. It's the fight game. It happens. I'm busy. He's busy. Life happens. But I'm going to talk to him right now for 25 minutes, and it is so good. It's going to knock your socks off. It's so good. We talk about so many things. Talking about bullying. We talk about how he wants to stop another prospect. We talk about his future plans. We talk about bare knuckle. We talk about some of the people he trains with. And then we end the show with a it's actually not WWE. It's before that. I think it was NWA. We talk about Dusty Rhodes's one of the greatest promos in the history of professional wrestling, Hard Times. So hopefully you guys are not having hard times out there. Hopefully we can get out of this rut that the beginning of 2022 was, and hopefully better times in front. Because I'm done with hard times. I hope you're done with hard times. I hope we can get through this. We can stick together as a race, as a man, as a human, as just a mankind. Let's get through this together. No more hard times. All right, guys, we appreciate you. Make sure you subscribe on the Fight Bananas YouTube channel. Here is the Big Tuna. Here is the great Ben Parrish. What's up, guys? Here we go. We're going old school right now. No video, audio only podcast. I like it, actually. This is where I started 3, 4, 5 years ago. I'm digging it. But guys, joining me right now, Bellator superstar, the Big Tuna, Ben Parrish. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Let's go bananas.
Oh, there we go. The check is in the mail. My guy, man, Ben, we've been trying to connect for a little bit. I remember one time we had bad Wi-Fi, all kinds of stuff. But, man, yeah. So excited I'm talking to you, brother. So
that's
excited.
The one thing about like my job is I have a good job, but it's in the middle of nowhere. So even the Wi-Fi is not strong. People ask me all the time. They're like, y'all don't have y'all's Wi-Fi here? And I was like, no.
It's
2022.
2022. It's so funny you say that. Like, I try to spin everything different, man. Everyone says the same five questions about fighting or talking about, fighting shit. So, like, I try to theorize and try to bring some other stuff in it. One of my quotes, one of the things I always say, everyone, you know, says, like, that guy's tough as nails. That's like a saying for 100 years, but we're in 2022. So what I say is, man, that guy is tough as a bad Wi-Fi connection. That's my go-to. That's my line, man. Chicks dig that shit. But
that's right. There you go.
All right. Real
tougher
quick.
Tougher than having no service in a moment of need.
Oh, man. I might use that, too. I might use that in the picture. Talking about a picture,
well,
you sent me a picture a couple days ago, and I loved it. I saw it on your Instagram stories, and it to me was awesome. It was so funny, and I like wanted to. We're going to make at Fight Bananas. We're going to make some funny stuff about it. But then you told me a story off air. I want you to tell me that story on air. I thought it's awesome. So anyone that doesn't know, Ben has this legit awesome picture. He's like in a bar. He looks handsome as shit. I'm like, dude, Ben's like the face of MMA. He looks good as hell right now. He's like Brad Pitt acting out here.
See, that's the best part is it's not an act. Anybody that knows, that was actually in a casino at a boxing show. Mm. I was at the casino, and anybody knows that when Big Toon comes out, I'm rocking like a once-in-a-lifetime fashion. And so I busted out, man. It's a bomber jacket I got that I was wearing in that picture. I took it off because it gets so hot, but that was the one day I was going out and it was cold enough that I could wear it. And it's a Yakuza jacket, man. It's got apple blossoms and tigers and shit on it. And it's black. And I got it. Everybody loved it, man. Everybody asking me where I got it, how I got it. And I'm like, man, I really want to tell them, like, you know, just let me enjoy my jacket. But instead, I had to tell them, like, man, when I was in Roppongi one time, we were gambling on praying mantis fights. And this Yakuza guy, he didn't want to come up off the cash he had bet. Mm. So I just whooped him down right there, took his jacket, come back home on the high seas, you know, and look at me now.
Oh, my gosh.
Hanging in my closet.
I love it. This is awesome. Oh, my God. Hey, if you got 8 more stories like that, well, I'll just sit here. I won't even talk, man. I'll kind of just buffer around, Jack. You got more?
I got so many stories, Dave. Like, I can't tell you most of them.
I love it.
Some of them I can't. That's That's why I'm calling in via phone, you know, also remote location. You never know when I'm going to pop out and strike anywhere south of the Mason-Dixon line. I could run into you at a CVS and it could just be, that could be it right then and there.
That is true. That is true. I've actually heard that story. That, you know, I talk to a lot of people around your circle, so I've heard that story a couple of times. All right, Ben, let's get into a little bit of fun, real business here. Bellator 273, finally. Ben, man, I'm itching. I hope you had happy holidays. We had a great holidays here in Florida and the family and everything. But my gosh, I am itching for some freaking fights, brother. I'll watch freaking mouse. I'm about to throw a hamster in and a snake and see what happens, man. I just got to see some action. But Bellator comes back January 29th, if I believe offhand. Am I right on that? 29th?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, 29th. Back in action.
3 weeks without fights or something like that?
Yeah, too damn long. It's crazy. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. Tell me.
So, I don't watch real sports really anymore. So, yep, it's been boring.
Yeah, it's been boring as hell. I actually threw it out there. I want your take on this. This is a theory of mine. You know how basketball takes over Christmas, and when if you think of Thanksgiving, you think of sports, you think of football, you think of that damn Lions game probably losing 23-3, you know, early in the day and eating turkey and all that shit. I think MMA, hey, it can be UFC, could be Bellator, could be whatever, could be bare knuckle, any combat sport.
Yeah.
They should take over New Year's Eve, brother. Tell me we won't go crazy. We'll go bananas for fights on New Year's Eve.
Right. Who ain't trying to watch? I tried to stay up, man, but I'm so deep in the camp. I wanted to stay up and watch the Rising New Year's Eve show. I've watched the Pride and the K1 Dynamites like every New Year's Eve forever, so... That one flew under the radar, but I'm so tired from training now I wasn't able to catch it. But they need to normalize that. And, you know, I'm so bored, I'd watch two TikTokers fight each other. then you got these guys making six figures to play with a ball and fall down and say, oh, I'm cramping, cart me out.
Right. Right, right. It's like if Bellator put on a show, you know what I mean? If they could have had Big Tuna in the co-main, they could have had little Sergio Pettis in the main right there. The whole world would be watching New Year's Eve, man. Like we're scratching for fights. I'm telling you, I'm just giving out golden ideas out here.
I know everybody used to watch New Year's Eve shows.
Yep.
I don't know why they're not doing that, man. You put it on at the bar, have it go off at like 11.
Yep.
10:30. Then you got another hour and a half to drink with your friends and count it down or whatever, you know. But hey, who are we? You know, we only have made it successful in this fight game for, you know, a slight success. But, you know, it's a lot harder when you're fighting and clawing and don't have stuff handed to you. Nice. Mad props to you putting on your great show. I love it, by the way.
Hey, appreciate it, my man. Appreciate it. We have significant love right back for you. Like I said, you just you're in that little area. You know, I've seen you train. And I just know a lot of people in that circle, also with FRM and everything. And it was just like, man, I was you know, when you got that Bellator 286, I was like, oh, okay, I love it. I'm a fan. I knew you already going into it, but of course, you know, you've heard this 35 times. I bet you already, especially on interviews. Hey, this guy Christian, big stud, you know, ranked all this, boom, 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 boom.
Right.
38 seconds later, man. And then not even that. I just loved everything about you afterwards. You took over the moment. It was your show. I'm not even trying to BS you. I don't know any other fight on that show. I do not remember Bellator 266. I remember the Big Tuna. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So I just absolutely loved it, man. I loved it, man. Has anything changed since then?
Neiman Gracie did a phenomenal job that night.
Okay. Yep.
And the Gracie family was so nice to me, man. It made my whole day. That's like street cred. You know, nobody knows that. I was hanging out with Enzo Gracie and Rafael Cordero after.
Holy shit. I did not know Very that. Cool. I didn't hear that yet. Oh,
yes, they brought me in their locker room. I got to meet even Half Gracie was in there, and he just had his arms crossed and walked out like a, you know, a G. So I wasn't really trying to bother him. I didn't want him to, you know.
Oh, no, I'm the same one. You know, I talk to fighters every day. I see fighters and a lot of stuff behind the scenes all the freaking time. But literally last week, Monday, I'm walking around SeaWorld, Orlando, Florida, and I literally walk right into Jose Aldo. And I don't know, like you said, I'm a huge Aldo guy. I think he's one of the most underrated fighters over the last 3-4 years. Everyone thinks he's so old and done, you know, and he had that El De Conner. All right, all right. But ever since, like, Aldo's a freaking G. And I was like, holy crap. And I kind of, I walked up to him and I just said, hey man, appreciate everything you do for the sport and all that. And he kind of gave me like the pray hands of thank you. But like, he doesn't speak English that much. So his wife said, hey, thank you. He appreciates it. Like, you know, he didn't know who I was and all, but it was just like, I ran into Jose Aldo. It's like, what do you do? You know what I mean?
I would have did exactly what you did. I don't really know any Portuguese either, so I'd have been kind of lost. But
yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, and all those guys hating on him, like they didn't even have to fight Rob Font, not knowing that he literally has one punch knockout power at bantamweight. So
facts. You know, facts.
I think Aldo's getting back to that number one contender spot, maybe even the title. I want to see him fight Dom Cruz, man.
I love that. It has to be the fight. Somehow their careers never merged with each other. They're both off really oppressive wins in their last fights. That's the fight to make. You can headline that on like one of those fight night shows. You know what I mean? Aldo Cruz on the poster all fucking day.
I agree, man. You could main event that one and go anywhere in out west or in Brazil. And it's selling out. I'm ordering it.
Yep.
And, you know, both guys are going to have to reinvent the wheel to defeat the other guy because they've known each other since they were in WC.
Right. So, Great point.
You know what I mean? It'd be a crazy fight, man. I think that would literally probably steal the show. I can't see either finishing the other one. No. I mean, I could be wrong, man. You know, I'd never say either one of them can't do something.
That's true. Great point. Okay, so with you back at Bellator 273, I've never heard this out there yet, and of course, I don't want to get into any of the personal, but are you signed with the multi-fight deal now with Bellator? Is that kind of locked up?
No, bro, I'm not.
Wow. Whoa.
I'm waiting on my paperwork, man. You said Bellator superstar. You know, I wouldn't say I'm a superstar. I would say I'm a cult classic at this point. But, it's whatever with me, man. I told a guy yesterday I did an interview with that win, lose, or draw on this next one, I'm getting my fucking paperwork. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting the papers, because I'm coming in.
Yeah.
And I'm coming in hot, and I'm leaving the same temperature.
That's crazy. That is unbelievable that they don't have that. They don't have you locked up in a good way. I want them to give you 200.
Lock them up like Revis Island when I get done knocking this guy out in 30 seconds. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean, dude. And then you're going to have them literally over the coals. You know what I mean? Like they're going to offer you this and like, nah. If you want to use my content of the, the cult classic knockout king, the big tune, I want to throw another zero at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I think, but like I said, I think even if this guy does try to squeak me out, like I'm getting signed either way. Cause I'm, and you know, on top of that, man, I've been doing this for so long. And like, I'm probably in the best shape I've been right now. I stayed in shape for my last fight. Cause I didn't know when they were going to call me. I knew they would eventually. They had me under contract till March. So I figured they would wait until, you know, February, March. But I didn't expect January.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
So I just jumped in and hit my snowboard downhill, man. But imagine what I could do if I only trained for fights again like I used to.
I was going to ask you about that,
man. I have to worry about any of that. People ask me about that all the time, right, man. And people ask me why I'm still working and stuff. And, you know, we make some money, but it's not like these TikTokers are getting paid to fight each other, and you know,
right.
I don't understand it either. But like, I'm a real life gladiator. I don't do none of that. It ain't smoke and mirrors. It ain't what it seems. Taking pictures and videos before and after practice and stuff. When you didn't do the work, I just do the work. I don't really. If you ever notice, there's not many videos of me training on the internet because I don't have time to pick my phone up while my hands are sweaty. You know what I mean?
Hey, I know what you mean. You don't want the phone to slip and break it. Then there's nothing freaking worse than a broken phone. You know what I mean?
Well, I actually have a broke phone right now that I'm on the phone with you with because they didn't have any cases. When I got back from San Jose, my other phone stopped working. And the next day, it got up out of a chair with it in my lap, and it's broke. And I haven't had time to go get insurance. It's so...
There you go. Well, after Bellator 273, after another win, let's go to Verizon. Let's get yourself a new phone. Let's get it. And then, like I said, I will call Bellator. I'll call Scott. Be like, hey, Scott, can you throw another zero for my guy? Can you throw a zero at the end of the new contract? This is crazy.
I'm gonna take Scott. I really think that I can. Like I said, if I win this fight, like I did my last one, listen to myself, there's no telling what I can do, man. I've got some plans, but I'm not looking past homeboy on the 29th.
Right, right. Have you looked into him? I was going to ask you that. Have you looked into Sully's game plan? Have you kind of seen some of his stuff? You're like, no, I'm just worried about
me. I just looked into pretty much what I needed to know, right, you know. Right, I don't just dwell on it.
Right.
But I just kind of – I don't really game plan for fights, man. I just kind of gather a little bit of information and really just focus on what I'm going to do. I'm not going to really worry about what he's going to do. But, I know for a fact he's going to try to hit me really hard and really fast.
Right.
And he's going
to
try to take me down at some point. And when he gets me down on the ground, he's going to try to hit me on the ground.
That's true.
And it ain't going to be much more complicated than that. So if I can stuff him and hit him back for 15 minutes, I'll win.
Yep. Okay. There we go. Whoa, there. I might have to – I can't release this maybe before the fight now. That was too much, you know, inside information.
IDGAF. He already knows what he's going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But the real question is, you really never know what I'm going to do. I might sprint out there and throw the jump spin kick like Nick Diaz. I'm really feeling something like that this time, you know. Like I said, I'm leaving with a contract either way.
Right. And then, Ben, I know a lot of people afterwards, and kind of you and I talked about it a little bit, and a lot of people showed you their betting tickets, and they talked to you about it, and I know you even said that through your social media platforms, everyone was so excited. That's one reason why I think so many people got attached to you, because they probably put a little penny on it. You were such a big underdog, and you got that money for the working man, you know what I mean?
I paid bills, man. That feels good.
Yes, sir, you did. You paid bills for the hardworking Americans out here. Are you intrigued, or does that matter at all? Do you want to know where you're at in this second fight coming up here with Sully? Would you love to kind of go in as the underdog again, or are you like, nah, Dave, I don't care. It's all about me.
Yeah, I would love to go in as an underdog one more time, make some more money, and build up off of it. And, you know, I'm sure I will. I'm sure I will be the underdog. I honestly think that this guy is tougher than the last guy, and a lot of people –
wow.
I'm shocked when I say that, but like this guy walked on at Arizona State Wrestling, so he's got that fucking walk on mentality, bro. He ain't going the light way, I promise you that. But I'm not either.
Yeah, and he's got two wins under that Bellator banner. You know, like they thought so highly of him, they debuted him. You know what I mean? They didn't. You know, most of the time you have to win 5, 7, 8, whatever it is to get to a PFL, UFC, Bellator.
Unless you're him or Christian Edwards. They both have that in common for him as being protege prospects.
Mm.
But you know what I have in common with that is I'm a protege prospect killer. So that's what they're going with. It's a win-win for Bellator, especially under option deal. Like, if he wins, they win. If I win, they win.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good point. Good point. Wow. Yeah. Prospect killer. I like that. I like that. One last thing for you, Ben. I'll let you run.
That's the way they want to go.
I love that. I love it.
I'll do it. It's whatever.
Like I said, so people in your circle, I see you training out there sometimes with Alan. And, you know, he's doing the bare knuckle thing. He's fighting on the 29th over there in Jackson. Hannah Guy just fought. I love me some Hannah Guy. And, you know, me and Taylor Starlin are great friends. And it was out there. It was so respectful. It was such a breath of fresh air. It was beautiful. Just two.
Everybody loved it, man. I get asked about that a lot.
God, it was
great,
brother.
Too.
And I was there live beforehand, the weigh-ins afterwards. It was awesome. It was just, like I said, a breath of fresh air, you know, martial arts and kind of what all that shit's about. So I just love it. And where I'm going with this, are you intrigued at all? Even Hannah said, was like, I never thought I would do a bare knuckle, and it just kind of happened, and she wanted to try once. Are you intrigued at all in that bare knuckle realm, or you're just, you know, you're happy as a pig in, you know, what it is in the MMA scene?
That's a great question. I would love to entertain it. I fought bare knuckle for free probably more times than I have with gloves on, and which is a lot. And I actually had talked to him before possibly about doing some of that, but MMA is my main focus right now, man. If this MMA thing doesn't pan out, we'll see. And then I would maybe talk to some other, you know, bare knuckle or professional boxing and stuff like that. Watching Alan come back has been really refreshing. Actually, when I had the Yakuza jacket on, I was watching him and one of my teammates were boxing that night, and he knocked the guy out cold with a jab.
Oh, I know. I saw that or not.
Yeah, we checked that out.
We popped it on Fight Pass on Instagram. Alan sent me that video. He hit me up, Ben, there's a big, long story to it. I'm just such a fan of all combat sports, MMA, boxing, kickball, whatever. I'm an addict, literally. But one of my favorite things, I talk to my guy, one of my best friends in the game, John Raffer, and I talk to him all the time. My favorite war object, my favorite striking is the jab. It's just so simple and beautiful, but if you do it right, it's a fucking killer. And I don't think in mixed martial arts it's used enough. And I remember when GSP did that one fight against Koscheck, and all he did was literally use that jab over just that left to death. And I'm like,
pow.
I'm telling you, it's the most underrated tool in the box, man. It's the most underrated
Everybody
tool.
Thought just about he hit him with that lunging jab and like over and over back then I used to think that would never work. And then like now that I'm older and I have a decent jab myself, I'm like, damn, he really was that good.
Oh my goodness. I love it. There we go, guys. Ben Parrish, the Big Tuna, January 29th, Bellator 273, going in maybe as the underdog, solely. Cannot wait, my man. Hey, we are humongous fans of you over here at Fight Bananas. Any last words for you? Any kind of sponsors you want to push, plug, anything you want to shout outs? The floor is yours, man. We appreciate you, Ben.
Give me 1 second to pull this up, man. Yeah, I want to thank right now the JDJ Foundation. Everybody to go Google that. Just Google JDJ Foundation. And I think their website is jdjfoundation.org. Don't quote me on that part, but Google it, read about it. They reached out to me, they're on board, they want to do something. We're going to team up, we're going to beat the shit out of all these fucking bullies in 2022. Pushing that really hard, man. I really love to see that. Shout out First Round Management, my team, Tupelo Jiu-Jitsu, Oxford Fitness Kickboxing. Shout out Fight Bananas. Shout out to America Top Team, D'Iberville, all them boys down there with Alan Belcher and Tyler Hill and Hannah. Besides that, man, God bless you all. I ain't got nothing to say. Watch me do my thing at the Footprint Center on the 29th.
There we go. Big Tuna, my guy, we appreciate you. Nothing but the best. We'll talk to you soon. All right, brother?
Hey, and one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Everybody go watch Hard Times promo from Dusty Rhodes from WCW Wrestling. Just go watch that.
They don't know about Hard Times out here in the city.
They don't know about Hard Times,
they
Dave,
don't
but
know
I'm going to show
it,
you.
Brother.
I can show you better than I can tell you.
They give you that watch. My God, Big Tuna with the drop. Man, appreciate you. We'll talk soon.
See you, brother.